Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? I hope you've remembered to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning, priceless. Happy New Year. Now this is the year's first edition. I hope you all had a good New Year with family, with friends, with yourselves. And also I know it's a time for reflection for a lot of us. We tend to reflect on what we're going to do for the next year. A lot of the time we make New Year resolutions and before the middle of the month or end of January, we've forgotten about them. Now I'm going to talk to you today about how to actually achieve the goals that you plan to achieve in anything you want to do. Do you want to make something better? Do you want to do something new? Do you want to try your hands at something? Do you have a dream that you need fulfilling? Today's episode is going to be talking about that. Now, the first question you ask yourself is why? Why do I want to do this thing? Now, you might wonder why is a problem or why is a question to ask. Why is what will drive you to achieve what you need to achieve? Now, when you set a goal, you're like, okay, I want to be a millionaire by the end of the year. I want to have this job by the end of the year. I want to be happier by the end of the year. Next month, I want to do this and that and that. It could be about your life. It could be about someone else's. It could be an ambition. It could be your job. It could be anything. I want to change up this year. I want to start my own business. Every single thing you want to do, the goal you have, has to be asked this question. Why do you want to do that? Now, if you say you want to be a millionaire, so why do you want to be a millionaire? Oh, I want to help my family. Why do you want to help your family? Oh, I need to help them because I want to be responsible for them. Why do you have to be that? Now, after the questions of why, it becomes how. So how am I going to do that? Every time you ask yourself why you want to do something, you think about it better. Sometimes you think about it and think, okay, fine, maybe I'm overshooting. Maybe I can't do this now. Maybe I take one step at a time. Now, the best thing to do is to have a desire. What do you really want to do? What do you want to change? What do you want to achieve? Now, these are required. They're called the 3 Ds. There's desire, drive, and do. Those are the 3 Ds that will drive you to actually achieve your goal. So when you say desire, you'll be like, okay, what's my desire? What do I really want? What do I really want to do? What do I want to change in my life? What do I want to achieve? Then comes the drive. Why do I really want to do this? That's why I said the why is the question. So the first thing is to know, this is what I want to do. This is what I feel like doing. This is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to change. Then the next question is, why do I want to really do that? Because sometimes we want to do something, we don't even understand why we want to do it. It's like, okay, I want to have money. Why do you want to have money? I want to build a house. Why do you want to build a house? You know, you have to ask yourself those pressing questions, and that will bring up the reason why you actually want to do it. Now, once you have that, then the drive comes. So the drive pushes you every day. You're motivated. You want to do this. You know, when you say, okay, I want to cook this meal today, what do? Your mind drives you. Your motivation drives you to go out and get the ingredients and then to start learning how to cook it. Or I'm going to get this person. Some people say, I'm going to get this done today. And then they begin to drive themselves to do it. Now, the next thing is do. What do you need to do to achieve what you want to do? Don't forget, you might have to change some things in your life. You might have to go for more studies. You might have to learn a new trade. You might have to stop feeling a particular way. You might have to do so many things. You might even have to drop some friends along the way who are not meant to be with you forever, but for a short time. But before we go into that, let me talk about something that you need to have. It's called SMART. Now, it's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Now, we'll go through that one at a time. SMART. Think about SMART. Now, SMART is specific. Your goal has to be specific. Now, what do I mean by specific? It doesn't have to be like, okay, I want to be rich. Really? You want to be rich? Yeah, rich is relative. For some people, having 5,000 is rich. For some, until they get to 1 billion, they're not rich. So you need to be specific about how rich you want to be. I want to make 10,000 a month from this month. I want to make 100,000 for the end of the year. I want to make 1 million. The specific nature of your goal also drives you to know, what do I need to do to make this amount of money? Now, if it's about the fact that you want to lose weight, don't just say, I want to lose weight. How much weight do you want to lose? Do you want to lose £1 a week, £10 a month? You know, whatever you want to lose, you need to have a specific measurement of what you need to do. Now, the next thing, I beg your pardon, is measurable. How do you measure your success in these things? When you say, okay, I want to lose weight, what are you going to do to measure it? How measurable is it? Is it like, okay, I'll be on a scale today, I've lost a pound, tomorrow I've lost another pound. Okay, regarding what you want to do, okay, you have a plan. So the plan says, by month one, I'll register to go to school. By month two, I'll enroll in the course. By month three, I'll finish the course. By month four, I'll start looking for a job. Everything you plan has to be measured. So for example, if it's about being happy, how do you measure your happiness? What are the things that will make you happy? Are you beginning to do them? That's measurable. Then the next one is A, for achievable. How do you achieve it? Is it possible to achieve it? There's no good saying, I want to be a millionaire next month. Now, is that achievable? For some it might be, for some it isn't. So you have to decide, is this thing achievable for me? Once you know how you're going to achieve it, and you look at it and think, okay, can I achieve this? Then you'll be able to know if it's achievable. Now the next thing is realistic. You have to be realistic when setting your goals. If you want to say, I want to drop 100 pounds in a week or 2 weeks, is that achievable? You know, is it realistic? Can you actually realize that? Can you do that? Do you have the things in place to do it? I want to be this. I want to start working as a lawyer in a year when you have to go through college, university for 3 years. So is that realistic? It isn't. You can say, okay, in 4 years' time, I want to be a lawyer. Yes, but is it realistic in a month? Is it realistic in a year where you don't even have a law degree? That's what I mean by realistic. And the last one is T for time bound, the time frame. If you don't put a time frame on it, it's just going to keep going. So when you say, oh, I want to do this, and there's no time frame, what's going to motivate you to actually work on it? What's going to push you to say, oh my gosh, by the first month, I have to be at this stage. Second month, I have to be here. I want to do this within a year. Now, the fact that you have a time frame to it is going to allow you to start working on it from day one. Because you've broken it down into small chunks. So this month, I want to have completed this. By next month, I want to have lost this. By this month, I want to have enrolled in the course. Now, every time you set a goal and you give yourself a milestone, you're putting a time frame to it. So you're saying, within a year, I want to turn my life around. Within a year, I want to get a new job. Within 2 years, I want to be a millionaire. Now, that is time frame. And those time frames are what's going to drive you to actually achieve your goals. Now, besides all that, you also have to ask yourself, that's the smart thing anyway. And after the smart thing is like, what do I need to change? Sometimes, most times, unconscious bias drives us to do things we don't want to do. Sometimes it's the friends we have that are holding us back. Because don't forget, peer pressure, whether you're young or old, it does affect you. A lot of the time, what people around you are saying about you, what people around are doing around you, affect how you also react. If you say, oh, I want to do this, first of all, really, at this age, you want to lose weight? You can't lose weight. How can you lose weight? Funny enough, you might get discouraged. Now, you don't need those kind of naysayers around you. What you need is those who are going to say, go for it, my dear. You can do this. Come on, do it. You need people who are going to motivate you. It's not as if they're not good friends. It's just that they're not meant to be with you. And sometimes their discouragement and what they say holds you back. Now, it's time for you to change and move away from the negativity and move into the positivity. Everything you do, you have to be positive about. You have to be determined that you are going to do this. And you don't need people telling you into your ears, you can't. I mean, yes, you can. You can do anything you set your mind to. If you determine that you're going to be smart about it, you're going to be smart, you're going to be specific, you're going to be, it has to be measurable, you're going to be able to achieve it realistically, and you have a time frame on it, you will actually do it. That's what's going to drive you, the desire, the drive, and you're going to do it and you're going to achieve it. Now, I know this is not all there is to it, but this is the start. So the first thing is, think about it this year. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to change in your life? What do you want to do? And once you've done that, you can write it down and then begin to say, is it smart? Is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Is it realistic? And I need to put a time frame on it. So when you've done that, that's the first step towards achieving your goals. I can tell you if it's smart, realistic, or achievable. You know you. You know the things that you need to put in place to make these things measurable, specific, achievable, realistic, and put a time frame on it. So I wish you all the best. We'll do part two later, but that's the end of part one. So why don't you begin to do that? Set your goals. For those who've already set it, have you already found out if it's smart? Have you thought about it and think, what do I need to change in my life to achieve this? You need to have that desire, and that desire will drive you to achieve your goals. Well, you know I love you guys. Take care. Don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. This is She Heals checking out. Take care now and bye-bye. Have a wonderful year. Okay now. Love you.